Okay. I was gonna say, was he nude when he gave you the stretching
No,
lecture?
no, 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 no.
Did he put his robe back on?
He had his robe on when we did the stretches.
Okay. Welcome to Off the Easel. Today you're here with Sky Becker Yamakawa and Catherine Moore. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Sky.
Hi. What are you working on this week?
This week, I am still working on some sketches, as we talked about for project, but I also have shows coming up for next month. So I'm starting to work on those. So I have a show called Microvisions, which will be at WOW next month. So I'm trying to get that all done, but I haven't. I mean, I will get it done. I haven't started yet. The deadline actually isn't until April 24th, but my goal this year has been to not be working up to deadline. I've been trying to really give myself like an extra 2 weeks, like a 2 week cushion. So I'm trying to get stuff done at least 2 weeks before deadline. It's so far going, I've been doing pretty good with that. So I've been starting to work on microvisions, which will be a small work for that show.
Okay. Did you do that show last year with them?
I didn't do that one last year, no.
I think I've seen that show before with them.
They have two or three annual ones that they do. Microvisions, I know, is one of those. I haven't done that one yet. I thought, well, I've been doing some small work. Maybe I'll give it a whirl.
Yeah, sounds good.
So how about you? What are you working on this week?
Well, we're coming up to the end of March, and then we'll have April, and then May is Mother's Day.
Right.
So I am starting to collect sketches for a small series that I'll offer for Mother's Day that will be up for sale at the Kepi Cloud Art Gallery.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks. Gotta keep ahead, you know, we know some of these major holidays fall at the same time every year.
Absolutely. Yep.
We will be right back to talk about good habits. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Sky.
Hi. So tell me, what is Polka Dot Raven?
So, Polka Dot Raven is a joint venture between myself and my friend Leilani Bustamante. She's also a fabulous artist. We've combined our imaginations to offer original artwork and products with a darkly whimsical flair.
Great. And so what type of products do you offer?
So we offer original paintings using various mediums depending on the project. We have fine art prints, we have wood-mounted prints, hand-painted pendant jewelry, framed lover's eyes, and much more.
Cool. And what is the price range?
The price range is generally between $10 and $150. But since we have some original works, they may be upwards of 500, but we do offer products that can be affordable to everyone.
And where is Polka Dot Raven?
Polka Dot Raven is basically run out of our homes here in the Bay Area in Oakland. We have an online shop that you can visit, or you can check us out at one of the art markets we go to where we hawk our wares. We're currently vending at markets in Northern California throughout the year, but are planning to expand further as we grow our product line.
Great.
So you can find us on our website, which is polkadotraven.com, or you can follow along. We are on Instagram at polkadotraven.
Hello and welcome back. Today, Catherine and I will be discussing habits.
Habit. Not that the
Habit.
stuff you wear, but the stuff that we
Right.
do, right?
Right now, I read, I don't know if you do or listen to some self-help books, and habits are hot.
Habits are hot.
They are hot. I've read a lot of books. There's so many books out there about habits. There's Atomic Habits, there's all the Jen Sincero, the Badass Collection. She has a habits book. There are so many, and they break it down to like the science and how to kick habits and how to have good habits and all of it.
Right.
But it got me thinking about artists and the habits that we have. Some that we don't think about and some that we consciously do or would like to do.
Right.
Through those books, I started to reevaluate my business and think about, well, what could I do in terms of habits? First, we'll talk about what is a habit. We'll have examples of bad habits for artists. We'll talk about why habits are important and what are some new habits to adopt today that could help your art business.
Okay.
So first, what is a habit? The definition is a settled or regular tendency or practice, especially one that is hard to give up.
Yes.
Okay. Then we have examples of bad habits for artists is not setting aside time to practice or to paint.
Mm-hmm.
Rushing through your work.
Yep.
Waiting to the last minute and rushing. Falling into artistic crutches.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a tough one because I feel like when you're trying to be incredibly consistent, okay, you know, Luke, I'm going to paint my bear in black and white or grayscale.
Right.
But then you could say, well, I don't think of that as an artist crutch, but it could be for some people like, oh, I'm going to paint an animal and I'm going to use these five components because that's what I do.
Right.
So another one is getting caught up in the details.
What do we mean by that?
I thought when I heard that, and that's kind of repetitive, is when you get too caught up in this has to be just perfect.
Okay.
Perfection, the enemy of good, but it's
right.
Like where you just keep redoing the same flower over and over.
Right. I get this thing where I tend to focus, I try to pull myself out of it, but every bit of a painting that I do, I'm trying to pull out the details and all this stuff, even if it's in the background, which is not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to have like a focal point. Instead of focusing just on the focal point, I'm, ooh, that thing in the background, well, it's grass and it's got to have this and it's got little flower. Like, I love detail work. And my husband's always coming and going, you need to just stop. It's done. Like, no, but I could do, you know, this stuff and this stuff. So then I find out that I'm coming up to the deadline because I've been working on these little things for so long. But on the flip side of that, I've also had people going, I love all the details you put in your work. So yeah. So that's why I was like, so what are we talking about
here? Right. You mean literally the details.
Yeah. I mean literally the details. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it means, it's not quite that literal. I think it just means like getting caught up in the details.
The minutia of it all.
Right. Right. I think I also wonder if getting caught up in the details could mean getting distracted easily by other things, or maybe that's a whole other habit.
Right.
Thinking busier is better. Not revisiting old stuff, the quest for the perfect tools. And then, of course, the comparing yourself to others.
Right. That's always the tough one, right?
Okay, definitely. So why are habits important? So humans rely on habits quite a bit since they allow us to perform many actions in daily life, often simultaneously while doing other things without having to stop and fully concentrate on what we are doing, thus saving us time and energy. Then we have, what are some new habits to adopt today that could help your art business?
Okay.
And some of these are hard.
Some are hard, hard. Yeah.
Live in airplane mode. Put your phone in another room.
I need my phone. My phone's in my room because either I'm recording what I'm doing or I'm listening to my music, which is all on my phone, right?
Exactly. It's all of that. I'm recording on my phone. I'm listening to an audiobook. I will be using it for a photo reference. I'll be like, wait a minute. You know, what does that mushroom look like?
Or, right.
Yeah. So I constantly have my phone in my hand, but it is very distracting. Oh, so-and-so just emailed me.
Right. Or,
what? There's a sale at Tricow? Right. It's like,
right.
No.
I do turn on my focus on my phone, though.
Okay.
So I do use that feature where it turns off your messaging and stuff like that for however long you want it turned off.
Right. So some other habits, what I found is helpful is chunking my time.
Mm-hmm.
That was the work in 20 minutes or 25 minute increments, and then you get a break. So it's like, I'm not going to check that message until I get 20 minutes in.
Oh, that's interesting. See, I break mine into stuff too, but I only allow myself to work for 1 to 2 hours. And then it's a 15-minute break for every 1 to 2 hours I work.
Okay.
But I force myself to take those breaks.
That's a tough one because I'll hit 20 minutes. I'll be like, but wait, I'm really into this. Let me just skip the 5-minute break or 25 minutes. I'll just go another 20 minutes. And then, yeah, next thing I know, it's like an hour and a half later. Oh,
right.
I didn't take a break. And what did I do?
Yeah.
Another was have a ritual in which you listen to something while creating, like a podcast, NPR, audiobooks. And then there, what they said was to only listen to that when you're painting or when you're creating.
Interesting.
So if you're listening to an audiobook and you're really into it, I'm not going to listen to it when I'm eating lunch or when I'm walking. I only get to listen to it when I paint. I think that really helps.
Right.
It helps create this very specific environment.
I never thought about that. I mean, I listen to music when I paint. And I guess that's the only time I listen to it on my headphones. But I mean, of course, it's not the only time I'm going to hear music. Put on my headphones and I listen. I mean, you, like me, have a studio inside your house. So the headphones are key to blocking out the noise of the rest of everybody.
Yeah. So according to Art News, they say to listen to the news, hence NPR, even when it's bad. And they said, yes, even when it's bad, especially when it's bad.
Okay.
They say artists can learn from the communication methods employed by the media. And it's said, I have found the news inspiring both because of its power to manipulate our emotions through selective presentation of information and for the seductive fashion in which it is presented, says Willis Thomas. I am also inspired by our president, many of our leaders. They remind me why I do what I do when I need to do and no more.
Huh. That's interesting.
It is. It is. Because, yeah, it's easy to say, I don't want to watch the news. It's too disturbing. Or,
yeah.
I'm like already sad today.
Everything's bad right now. Yeah.
So this was another one. Do what's most important in the AM. And they said it's easy to put things off and then fail to complete them. If you need to mail artwork to an art gallery, pack it the night before, have it ready to go in the morning. What they specifically said was take care of admin work in the morning.
Right.
Because as the day goes on, it'll be less of a priority. But I have a rule with myself, no responding to messages or emails for the first, and not even like posting for at least the first hour or two. Because whenever I do, I always have massive typos. It's like my brain is not.
Your brain's not ready yet.
It is not ready. What did I write?
Well, I think for me, you know, it's, well, what do you mean by, I think of, instead of AM, I would say the start of your day. Because I think for artists, the start of the day is very different. I mean, we've had artists on the show, they work 10 o'clock at night until 3 o'clock in the morning, right? So what is the start of their day? That's kind of one of my habits is to make sure I have a schedule. I get up in the morning and I kind of meander about for a while. You know, I make breakfast, I'll watch something on TV or something and just hang out with my husband who also works from home. But that's like the first couple hours of the day. I don't like just jump up and run into the studio. That's just not how I work. I kind of have to wake up, get something good to eat, have a cup of tea, all that stuff. And then when I come into the studio, that's the start of my day. And then I'll be like, okay, let me do my admin stuff first. So I do admin first. That kind of gears me up to start working. But I also set aside one day. Mondays is my big admin day. So that makes sure I'm like a check in with my taxes. If I have any quarterly taxes that have to be paid, I'm checking my emails if there's anything that needs to go out. Monday's my big admin day. Set that aside. And then of course I check in every day of the week if I get emails and stuff like that. I think it's whatever works for you. I don't know if you have to think of it as like 8 o'clock in the morning to get that admin done.
I like to get those messages answered as soon as possible, but I've learned that with the hours that I have to keep sometimes, you said sometimes you're up till 1 or 2 in the morning, or
right.
maybe you're up at 3 or 4 in the morning starting work. that I have to be careful with what I post and what I do at different times, because
right,
I could paint, I could sketch, create, can't necessarily.
I can't get words
right,
don't work
a coherent,
for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's not all there. I think it is. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm so on top of it. I'm like, what did I?
Really not.
What?
Let me reread that.
Even if I reread it, I like swear it's right. And then I'm, it's the app.
It's not me.
That's not me, but it totally was. Another good habit is exercise regularly.
Mm-hmm.
I always have felt like art has a physical component.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the whole hand eye. And I don't know, when you were in school, and they'd always be like, use your whole arm. Like, don't just get all tight in there. So there's a big component of moving. And I think having some sort of physical routine, physical activity, whatever that may be, will reduce back pain, shoulder, wrist, and anything in the future.
Right.
And if you're having trouble and you're like, I don't have time, I got kids, I got pets, I got work, then it was another idea was, if you check your time, you take a 5-minute break, or maybe after an hour, you take a 15 or 20 minute break, go for a walk, do 5 sun salutations, stretch.
Yeah.
Move.
Stretching is so important. You know, I remember when I was in art school, we had this model that he was great, but I still remember, like, his voice is still in my head. So obviously he made an impression on me. But we would be doing our life drawing classes, and he would come in, and the models, they stand for X amount of time, but we were taking a break every 15 to 30 minutes for the models and everything. And he was artist. You need to take care of your body. He was, I know you don't think you're doing a lot of physical work, but you are. And so he would, our model would come in and make us do yoga stretches with him every time there was a break. You stretch every time. You stretch your shoulders, you stretch your hands, you stretch your wrists, you stretch your legs, you stretch your back. Because you're going to hate it when you get older. You can't move because you haven't practiced that stretching. Doing art is actually pretty physical. No, people don't realize it, but it is.
I have a question about the model.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's nude when he's posing.
Sometimes.
Oh, sometimes he dressed.
We had both clothed figure drawing and just regular naked figure
drawing.
I was
going to say, so, was he nude when he gave you the stretching lecture?
No.
Did he put his robe back on?
He had his robe on when we did the stretches. Okay. But I had him in both. Because we had 2 full years of regular figure drawing where it was a nude model. And then we had 2 years of clothed figure drawing.
Okay.
To learn the folds and all that stuff. It was basically, you know, my full time there was just figure drawing.
Right. Yeah. I had a bunch of figure drawing, and they always had to take stretch breaks. And
yeah, but he would make us do it. He's like, artists, stand up right now. Stand up. You know, we have like our horses, you know, the drawing horses that we sat on and everything. And
yeah.
He'd make us sit up. He's like, okay, do this with me. Now do this with me. He was great. I remember that. And I still remember some of the stretches and everything.
Another habit was daily work, meaning you create just whatever it is, but try to create pen to paper, whatever, colored pencils, just sketch something every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one was volume, not perfection.
Right. Okay.
Which, yeah, kind of brought up. I know. So those were the good habits to adopt today.
Cool.
So we will be right back.
With this other artwork, take a pea-sized amount applied between your butt cheeks like this. I will demonstrate like this. Whoosh, whoosh, up, butt, cheeks, tailbone. 12 hours with soap and water. The average crack has an odor score of 5 out of 10, 10 being the worst odor ever. With this other artwork, 0 out of 10. I'm not a mathematician,
obviously,
but this other artwork makes it infinitely better.
Go to skiesart.com. At Skies Art, the art is always bright, fresh, and is always ready to hang on your walls. There's never a need to apply it to your butt crack. Skies Art, the fresher art.
Hello and welcome back. Today we have our art news segment, which is about Georgia O'Keeffe.
Yay!
Yeah, we'll share pictures online. See inside Georgia O'Keeffe's home, owned by Paul Allen Estate, and now on sale for $15 million.
Oh, is that all?
Well, that
totally affordable.
Right. I mean, that's a lot.
But right,
like
right.
In the Bay Area, it's... Paul Allen, co-founder of Microsoft, bought the former home of painter Georgia O'Keeffe in 2000 for a little more than $12 million. I didn't know that he died. He died in 2018, and then they started selling his holding. The auction of his artwork, breaking records by raking $1.5 billion, and then all the money was dispersed to charity. Allen's former home in Santa Fe, an adobe house that Georgia O'Keeffe named Sol y Sombra, Sun and Shadow, and lived in until her death at 98, has been up for sale since 2021.
Okay.
The house is set on a 20-acre plot and hasn't sold. Now, as I recall, I think real estate is a lot less in New Mexico than it is in California.
I would think, but I don't I don't know enough about New Mexico real estate, but I would think, yeah.
And so the estate cut back its asking price from $22.6 million to $15
million. Okay.
So Sol y Sombra, despite its impressive pedigree, lacks some of the charm of O'Keeffe's studio home in Taos Abiquila, which is part of O'Keeffe's museum in New Mexico. Abiquila preserved O'Keeffe's sense of style, her mid-century modern furniture, and Spartan lifestyle. Sol y Sombra has adobe walls and exposed wood beams and has been retrofitted with large photographs of canyons. Giant. They showed a picture, the photograph of this canyon. It was so big and gorgeous. I thought it was a TV monitor on.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Conference. They had a giant room conference table with office chairs, wall to wall carpeting in some of the bedrooms. And these bedrooms are humongous.
Wow.
Like the table. It was like a boardroom table deal. I was like, oh my gosh. The home comes complete with an odd addition, a very special tree.
A tree.
This was cool. So it is said that the Buddha gained enlightenment by sitting under a Bodhi tree. And in 1991, the Dalai Lama gifted Paul Allen a seed that supposedly comes from that tree.
Hmm.
A plaque in the house seems to indicate this was a response to a letter Allen sent to the Dalai Lama requesting one of these seeds. In any case, the seed has grown into a fine young Bodhi tree. And the and the buyer of the house will get to own it now too, along with Allen's cactus collection. That was really cool. I thought, you know, okay, so they got like a cactus garden. I know Frida's house has a really cool cactus garden. They have, even have like a fence that's just cactus.
Right.
Cacti. But this was a room, an inside room, and maybe it had skylights with all different types of cacti. It looked very cool. Like, ooh, I kind of want to see that.
Right, right. That's cool.
I wonder, though, how much, because it's not exactly a new house, how much needs to be redone, plumbing or cracks in the wall or anything like that.
Right.
But it sounds very cool. Something that would be fun to see in person.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Have you been to New Mexico?
I've driven through New Mexico.
Okay.
When I was young, we lived in Texas. So when we moved to Nevada, we drove from Texas. I know we went through New Mexico at one point, and I was very young, so I don't remember it. But yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been. I'd like to go. I want to see the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum.
For sure. But yeah, nothing as an adult. I haven't been there when, as an adult, for sure.
That's cool. You don't get to hear about that every day.
No, no, that's cool.
Okay, well, where can we find you online, Catherine?
You can find me on my website, which is tncanvas.com, or you can find me on social media on Facebook, Instagram, or Threads, all at tncanvas.
Great, and I am at skiesart.com or Skies Art Shop on Instagram and Threads. Please follow and like Off the Easel podcast wherever you listen to it. And as Georgia O'Keeffe once said, I've been absolutely terrified every moment of my life, and I've never let it keep me from doing a single thing that I wanted to do. Thank you for listening. Stay safe. Happy creating.